Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a brief preview of this Sunday sermon at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you're listening today. Well, tomorrow will be another special day at Grace. It's the day of our annual meeting. We only have one scheduled business meeting per year that's required by our bylaws, and that's our annual meeting. But I really hesitate to call it a business meeting because it's not at all like a business meeting. It's really more of a worship service. It's a time where we just rejoice together over what God is doing in His church. And it's never like a typical business meeting that you think about of a church business meeting. Well, as part of that meeting, I'm required to bring an annual message to the church outlining the elders' assessment of the state of the church and of any major proposals or initiatives, new initiatives that may be coming up in the year ahead. And we're looking forward to being able to bring that message tomorrow. We always ground that message in a text of Scripture, and so we'll do that again in the message this year. Interestingly, as I looked at the next section of verses in Acts 15, I discovered that they present the perfect context for what I need to say to the church this year. This has happened several times over the years, and when we come to the time of the annual meeting, it just so happened that the next text of Scripture that we were coming to in our series was the perfect text for what I needed to say to the church, and that's true again this year. God knew before the world began that we would come to Acts chapter 15, verses 36 through 41, on the day of our 2021 annual meeting. And He knew, of course, there would be in those verses just the message we needed at this point in our history as a church. The text deals with Paul and Barnabas making plans to go on their second missionary journey, but we'll see that they ran into an impasse. They had a conflict with each other about whether John Mark should go with them on the journey. Paul, of course, was very upset because of John Mark's departure from that first missionary journey. Right when they were coming to the most difficult time of the journey, John Mark turned back and went home and set sail back for Jerusalem. And so he didn't want John Mark to go on this second excursion. But John Mark was Barnabas's cousin, and of course the name Barnabas does mean son of encouragement, and Barnabas was certainly an encourager. And besides that, John Mark, being family, Barnabas always saw the good in people and the potential in people. He is the one, you may recall, who went to Tarsus and brought Paul to Antioch to be a part of that church in Antioch. He saw the great potential in Paul and went to, travel that distance to Tarsus to bring Paul to the church at Antioch. And so anyway, Barnabas didn't want to give in on this. He was an encourager. He wanted to encourage his young cousin. And, maybe he couldn't give in because it involved family. He didn't want to have to explain to his Aunt Mary back in Jerusalem why they wouldn't take her son with them. But for whatever reason, Paul and Barnabas couldn't come to an agreement about John Mark. So Barnabas took him and set sail for Cyprus, which is where Barnabas was from. And Paul took Silas and set out overland through Syria and Cilicia. And so the question often comes up, who was right and who was wrong in this matter? Was Paul right to be cautious about taking someone who had quit on the first journey? Or was Barnabas right to try to give him a second chance and be an encourager? Well, I'm going to give you my answer to that in the message tomorrow. There's different opinions about that, but I'll share with you what I think about it. And you might ask this question, what does all this have to do with the annual message I'm going to preach at Grace Baptist Church tomorrow? And what does it have to do with a church that's in Grand Bay, Alabama in the years 2021 and 2022? Well, again, you'll just have to wait and hear about it in the message tomorrow. But I'm going to give the message this title, Our Plans, God's Plans. And I believe there's a very important message for the members of Grace that we need to hear, and really that all Christians need to hear. So even if you're not a member of Grace, I believe you'll find a great application for your life in this message from God's Word. So I hope everyone who listens to this podcast will be there tomorrow. If you're within driving distance of Grand Bay, I hope you can come be with us. If you'd like more information about Grace Baptist Church, you can find it here at this site where you're listening. Sermon audio, if you'll just look elsewhere on this landing page, you'll find our address. You'll find even directions to the church. You'll find out what we believe and where we meet, when we meet, and the times of the services, that sort of thing. You can also find that information at our website, which is gracegrandbay.com. That's gracegrandbay.com. Well, I want to thank you for listening this week, and I hope you'll listen every week. We try to have the podcast available by 10 a.m. each Saturday morning. And we do this to remind you to be faithful to the Lord and make plans to worship Him on His day. And we do this to whet your appetite for the portion of God's Word we'll be preaching. And we do it to remind you to pray and ask God to bless us with His presence, the presence of His Holy Spirit, when we meet the next day. That's our purpose in having this podcast, and I hope it's accomplished that intended purpose in your life today. So until tomorrow, let's do all of that. Let's pray for the service. Let's invite others to come be with us. And then tomorrow, when it's time for the preaching, let's open God's Word.
Now we'll